Business Pilot.
Is there someone in charge I can speak to around here?
Yeah, I believe that'd be me.
nice to meet you.
Toretto.
Name's Brian.
Toretto.
What?
Toretto.
Dorito? Like the chips.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Much like NOS, I don't know if we're a real thing. Which leads us to today's episode of Can We Add Arnie? The Fast and the Furious.
NOS is actually nitrous oxide.
Yeah, but is it like a real thing in cars? It is, right?
I think it must be.
So one thing you're going to learn on today's episode is that we do love Arnie, but I know nothing about cars.
I know a little bit, but not enough about this kind of car culture.
And NOS? Do you know a lot about NOS?
Absolutely NOS about NOS.
NOS about NOS. Okay, I can get around that one.
I don't think it makes you fly back in your seat when you press a button.
What? Now I don't know what to believe. This episode, by the way, to The Fast and the Furious, was a suggestion from one of the people that went to our live show.
Oh.
Renee.
There you go.
So this is one that's for you. You better be listening to it. And when I see you, you better explain to me what NOS is. interesting movie. Critics, 54%. Audience, 74%. I get it. Like, it's not for me. I'm not a car guy, but I get why people would like this sort of thing.
I think it sucked.
You reckon it sucked?
It's a sucky movie.
You agree with the critics on an average rating or below average rating?
Yeah, I'd say the critics are pretty spot on. Like
54%.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine.
It's fine. It kills an hour and a half, whatever.
But I get why people would love this shit. They'd be like, live a mile ahead at a time.
There's a community out there that love this movie, and thankfully that community doesn't listen to this podcast.
They might do now. They might see this and be like, ooh.
Uh-oh.
My two favorite things, The Fast and the Furious and Arnie together at last.
Don't worry. I can speak their language
okay. And
get them back on side.
How are you going to do that?
Just like this.
Well, we look like we lost our three listeners. Very disappointing.
How have they made over 10 movies for this?
Now, that is something we'll have to get into another time. We need to talk about the one movie. 2001 is when it came out. It is so 2001. The soundtrack is like every song from that era. They actually made two soundtracks. I'm hitting you with the facts today. They made two soundtracks because they have a lot of hip-hop songs in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they also had a lot of nu metal.
Oh, yeah.
That's NU. Metal.
Okay.
New metal. And so they made two separate soundtracks because it like had both elements in there.
It did. A bit of Limp Bizkit I heard at one point.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, hell yeah.
And they did just keep rolling.
That's what they do. They're just rolling around. So, yeah.
One thing I noticed in the film actually, and I think it was Michelle Rodriguez's character that really made it obvious to me. I was like, that's the fashion that people are wearing these days.
It is. It absolutely is. It's all come around again, which you love to see, which is why I won't be wearing any sleeves today.
Oh.
Vin Diesel style. Deal with that. No, I won't do it. I'm too shy. I'm going to draw a character out of the random suggestions thanks to everyone that's contributed at the Arnieverse, our Facebook group. I've got Walter White decides to get into making Blue Loo.
Isn't Blue Loo the thing that...
The blue thing in the toilet?
The toilet when you flush it and it spreads everywhere and it cleans it and it smells...
Yeah.
Kind of nice.
Yeah. Walter White deciding to get into making Blue Loo. So
I guess it makes sense. Like, he did blue meth.
Yeah, 100%. Well, he'll be appearing at some point with that idea. So
Walter
look out
White,
for that
Brian
one.
Cranston. What is his voice? I am the danger. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, sure. Synopsis, please.
The Fast and the Furious. In the underground world of LA street racing, Dominic Toretto leads a team of skilled drivers suspected of orchestrating high-speed hijackings. Undercover LAPD officer Brian O'Connor, played by Paul Walker, infiltrates Toretto's crew to gather evidence but becomes entangled in their tight-knit circle.
Family.
Family.
That's what it's all about.
It's all about family, isn't it?
It's all about family. You know it.
As Brian delves deeper, he grapples with loyalty, romance, and the blurred lines between law enforcement and crime.
And family.
And family.
It's all about family, baby. Arnie, I want to see him. Near the opening scene, we see a truck getting like hijacked, essentially, from these random streetcars. You don't know what the hell's going on.
I had a massive issue with that opening scene,
okay,
which kind of goes for the rest of the movie. There was no logic to what that truck driver did in that scenario.
So what happened? Like, the cars came, they smashed it all up, they broke through his windscreen.
I'm driving a big truck. I'm hitting the brakes.
Yeah, but if he brakes, then they're going to kill him, maybe. He's trying to avoid them, right?
I mean,
it's like the old days of like the country, like country westerns with a train. They don't want to slow down because everyone's trying to hijack it. You know, maybe it's like that. He's got a whole truckload of Panasonics, baby. He's got stuff to deliver.
This movie is all about stealing DVD players.
It's about NOS and Panasonic. You know that. It's the two things. And family. Somehow family.
Oh, yeah. Hey, family, I got this Panasonic DVD player.
Show me some NOS and we'll
There'll
be happy.
NOS for weeks now.
I would like to see Arnie as that truck driver explaining what the hell had just happened to police.
Oh, great. All right.
All right. Bring him in. Yep. All right. Bring him in. All right. Come on. Hello, sir. Hello. Hi.
Officer.
Hi. My name is Detective Cranston. I just wanted to say hello. No relation to the... I know what you're thinking. Not related to the Breaking Bad guy.
Not the actor Brian Cranston?
Nope. Don't know who that
is. Don't know him?
No. I'm Detective Cranston. This is my partner. He doesn't really talk too much. His name is Detective Jamie Mueller.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Now, we are curious about the
situation.
I'd just
like to interject. I actually do like to talk a little bit.
It's better you don't. We want to get on with this, all right?
The old good cop, bad cop routine.
Nope, this isn't a routine. I just want to say that again. Jamie, please, we're just trying to...
Where did you hide the DVD players, punk?
Hey, what is he talking about?
Hey, can we get on the same team here for a second?
Okay. I will calm down.
Okay. All right.
Let's go back in.
Okay. All right, so we need to know exactly what... Oh, my God!
Why did he punch me?
Sorry, 1 minute? Can we have one more minute? Jamie.
What did I do?
Jamie.
Yeah.
We're not doing good cop, bad cop. We're not beating this guy up. We actually just legitimately need to know what happened. We don't think he's guilty.
Don't hit him.
No, don't hit him. Jesus.
You're giving me mixed messages.
No, there's been one clear, consistent message this whole time. He has information. We want it. We don't count him as suspicious. Yet.
Okay.
But the second we think he's suspicious, look at me, and we will then turn up the routine, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Okay.
I love you,
right.
man.
I love you too, man. Come here. Little kiss in the head. All right. Come on. Let's get this done.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my jaw. Oh. Oh.
All right.
How can I help? Okay, I'll tell everything. I did it.
Well, that might solve that. I mean, it's the only way it makes sense, right? You didn't slow down the truck. You had a bunch of people break through your windscreen. You somehow ended up drugged and naked in the truck, and they stole the TVs. You definitely did it. You're guilty. Punch him again, Jamie.
No, I was just telling you what I thought you wanted to hear so he wouldn't punch me again.
No, punch him again. Only way you'll learn. All right, tell us the truth. What happened?
Okay, the truth is a couple of these street racers came up behind me. They throw a harpoon through my window.
Wow, okay, I'm writing this down. Harpoon, all right, yep.
Yeah, a harpoon like you see in the ocean.
Yep, that's exactly what I envisioned, yep. So, okay, so anyway, they take out this Moby Dick and they bring out a harpoon. And then what happens?
And then they come in and they gassed me.
Gassed you?
Yeah, they gave me some injection or something.
And they knocked you out.
I passed out, and the next thing you know, I wake up.
According to my notes here, you had a baseball bat. What happened to that?
Oh, I started swinging it for a bit.
Okay, you didn't knock yourself out by any chance,
Absolutely
did you?
Not. Okay. I was used to be a pro baseballer.
Okay, interesting. Nice as the story's got some legs. Okay. All right, actually, Jamie, give another one.
You got it.
All right, your story's not really checking out. Yep, and then what happened?
I was an amateur baseballer.
Okay, Jamie, one more time.
Okay. I played in the backyard with my son.
I knew it. Okay. And so the guys come in, they break through your windscreen.
Yeah.
Then they knock you out. How convenient.
That's exactly what happened, though.
How convenient.
It was, I guess, for them.
All right.
Not for me. I got like $2 million of DVD players in there.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Why didn't you stop the truck?
What?
Why didn't you stop the truck?
What?
The truck.
You were
driving.
Yeah.
Through a busy city.
Uh-huh.
Like something out of Dark Knight.
This guy just doesn't get it, do you? Why didn't you use the brakes, you stupid idiot?
Yeah, why didn't you use the brakes?
Oh, well, I panicked. I thought if I slowed down, maybe they'd kill me. So if I kind of kept going, I got the bat, I swerve a little bit, maybe I can stop them.
Jamie. Just for the record, we do believe you.
Oh, so why did
Jamie just loves punching people?
Oh, is this against my constitutional rights?
No, you don't have any rights. You work for Panasonic.
Oh, so what happens now? Do you believe me?
Yeah, we believed you the whole time.
So am I free?
Yeah, we're not police. I work for Dominic. Just want to make sure everything was all good.
Who's Dominic?
It doesn't matter. All right, let's get going. All right, come on. Let's go. We've got some Panasonics to take. Bye. See ya.
Goodbye.
Bye. Yep. Closure. I think that worked out perfectly.
I love being cops.
I want to do Arnie in the next scene. This is the part where Paul Walker, a very handsome Paul Walker, I might add.
Heartthrob.
But also, because every guy acknowledges how good-looking this guy is. It's weird.
They all make a comment about him, his hair, his good looks, his chiseled jaw, his sexy nose.
Arnie, as Vince, who's like the friend of Dominic. He's like
jealous?
He's so jealous. Mm. I want to do him confronting Paul Walker at this restaurant he's been going to hit on essentially Vin Diesel's sister. Okay. So let's do
that.
There's
a lot of moving parts.
There is, but here it is.
Hey, wait, Starve.
Hey. Just letting you know, I know that you love getting the tuna sandwich, but just, I don't know, like, maybe you should go somewhere else. You know, my brother doesn't really like people coming in.
What do you mean? I'm just a cool, chill dude.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll have the tuna sandwich.
The tuna's not that good.
Oh, come
but
on.
But I'll make it.
You know, I love, what else do you have on the menu? Maybe you want me to try something new. I'll do it.
Man, you're so hot. Okay, I'll make you a tuna sandwich.
Well, no, but I just asked, what have you else you got in the menu?
Let me make you a tuna sandwich. I'm going to make you tuna. You're so handsome. I'm going to go out the back and make the tuna sandwich.
You do that, girl.
Yeah.
I'll just be waiting here.
I'm just warning you that just like my friends and
how
my brother's
friends.
How about
you bring back like, you know, I'm pretty hungry, maybe two tuna sandwiches?
Two tuna sandwiches?
We could share one.
Okay,
you know?
Okay. I'm going to go. You're making me so nervous. Okay, I'm going to go. Hey, you!
Yo, what up?
You good-looking man?
I am pretty good-looking.
Huh?
Yeah.
Your beautiful face?
Thank you.
Your blue eyes?
Uh-huh.
Your beautiful tan?
They're great.
Your good arms?
Strong.
Sexy hair?
It's cool.
You're an asshole. Get out of here.
How do you know I'm not an asshole?
Get out of here. No one likes you.
Well, buddy, let's just chill
You know who
out.
That woman is? That's Dominic's sister.
I don't even
know. You
know
who Dominic is?
No, I just...
He's my best friend.
Are you going to let me answer anything?
No!
Why not?
You're good-looking man.
That's true.
I want to watch you talk a little bit. Go on.
Okay, well...
Damn your heart. Get out!
Wait, okay, what?
That's it, you're leaving.
Hold on. Am I answering questions? Am I eating the sandwich or am I leaving?
Here's the question then. What moisturizer do you use?
I use Nivea for Men.
I bet you do. You're so damn handsome.
Yeah, and so what you do is you apply before you go out into the sun.
Before, okay.
Yeah, and then it gets this really nice sheen kind of look.
Yeah, you're so handsome. Get out of here! I'm going to throw you out the front door.
Yeah, get off me. Ugh. Ugh.
Now you listen to here. This isn't a place for people like you, okay?
What do you mean, people like me?
I mean, good-looking people.
Are you being rude?
Us. No, we're all hideous. Besides Dominic, he's the best-looking one.
And
if you come into play, then all of a sudden, who's the best-looking one? It's too many questions. We can't handle this. We're meatheads.
I'm sure that if we just put a little bit of time into your appearance, we could make you also look really attractive, too.
That's really kind of you to say, but if you keep talking like this, I'm going to punch you in the face. Your beautiful, handsome face. I bet my fist would be just so delighted to touch your cheeks.
Okay, now you're being a bit weird.
No weird at all. In your tight jeans and your beautiful bulge. You're so handsome. I'm going to beat you up.
Are you gay?
With my mouth. Now what? What? Oh, my God. What the hell? I love Dominic. I mean, I love my friends. It's family, man.
Is there someone in charge I can speak to around here?
Yeah, I believe that'd be me. Hey.
Nice to meet you.
Toretto.
Name's Brian.
Toretto.
What?
Toretto.
Dorito. Like the chip.
He said Toretto, not Dorito. I can understand. Your handsome ears probably gone here too much.
Because
they're
sorry.
So beautiful. They're not used for practical reasons.
Tocito.
Toretto.
What's up?
Pasito.
I'd like a pasito with my sandwich, if that's all right.
You guys need to stop fighting.
What do you mean? We're just having a chat.
And you need to stop trying to have sex with my sister.
Okay, well, nobody said that.
I'm saying that.
You're saying that.
You're banned.
On what?
You're banned. He's saying you're banned from the premises, you beautiful, sexy, gorgeous man.
Well, so I can't come back.
You're so damn hot. Get your whole buns out of here. Never come back. Yeah, you're banned.
Dom Toretto.
No.
I'm starting to think that this guy, Vince, is gay.
No. Dominic, I'm not gay. Talk about all the things that we do together to prove I'm not gay. No, we got a point. But I love you, man. You're family. Thank you.
See, you guys just kissed on the lips.
Nothing wrong with that. What are you, some kind of homophobe?
No.
No homophobes allowed in this restaurant.
Absolutely not.
I don't think, Dominic, you want your sister dating a homophobe, do you?
I'm not a homophobe.
You seem like a bit of a homophobe with his beautiful butt and his tight pants.
I'm starting to think that you're a homophobe.
No! I can't handle this. It's back and forth. This tension. Should we just have sex or something or what?
No, I'm not.
You guys could have sex.
I don't want to have
sex.
You
want to be part of the family?
Is that how I become? Okay, so here's the deal, Dom. I want to be part of your gang. I want to be with the Toretto family.
Uh-huh. Yep.
How do I roll with you?
Have sex with Vince. Gotta do it.
Is that
everyone did it.
Is that actually the...
That's the rule.
Everyone who wanted to join...
Yep.
had to have sex with Vince.
Yep. Fast and Furious
okay, hold
style.
It, hold it, Vince. I want to talk to Dom.
Okay.
Dom, did you have sex with Vince, even though this is your gang?
Yeah.
You did it with his sister? Is she in the gang?
No, no, my sister. No one touches my sister.
Can I? Okay.
Yeah. It's either we fight or we have sex. You got to make a call, man.
Wait, so there's two options?
No.
She just gave me two options.
No, we're going to fight and then have sex.
Oh, so it's like,
ow! Come here.
Ah!
That's Fast and Furious, baby. We're ruining your favorite movie.
Don't pretend it's someone's favorite movie.
It has to be. There's so many of them. Someone has to enjoy these.
One movie that is stuck in my mind. So I've only seen this movie twice.
Yeah.
And when it was suggested, the first scene that I always go back to is this torture scene in a garage where some dude gets oil poured down his mouth.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Yeah. That wouldn't taste good at all.
Not at all. No. So he's getting, because they're trying to find out, like, who he's selling the Panasonics to, or is it NOS related? I don't know.
It's either engine NOS or DVD player.
So
related.
What do you want Arnie to be? You want him to get tortured?
I want Arnie being tortured and getting oil poured down his mouth.
Now, from memory, it's an Asian gang doing this, and I'm not doing an Asian voice.
And neither will I.
All right, then. Let's just be a bunch of people torturing Arnie.
No, what are you doing? Okay, I've told you everything I know. Just calm down.
No. We need more information. I got a lot of NOS to deal with. I got a lot of Panasonics to deal with. And I need to know exactly who are you supplying stuff to.
Okay.
We're meant to have an exclusive deal going on.
Okay.
And now I hear there's another guy on the scene. Get some oil down your throat. Take this. So Panasonics, we already know you're offloading them to Toretto.
Sorry.
Toretto.
I can't hear you. I got oil in my ears.
Wash out some of the oil in his ear. All right. So you're already dealing with the Panasonics Toretto. I understand there's a new guy that you're giving some NOS to. And now I understand there's some other guy you get into bed with called Walter White. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. So let me explain. I can explain. Walter used to be my meth guy.
Uh-huh.
He sold me meth.
Yeah.
And now he's branching out into, you know, when you go to the toilet and you pee on the, like, the little thing attached to the bowl.
I love doing that. It's one of my favorite things
to
do.
And it, like, sends a waterfall.
And it's, like, blue that comes out.
It's like this blue liquid.
It's like, oh, my God, am I an alien? Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
And boys, you all love that as well. Yeah, man, we love peeing on those things, man. We love peeing in the
Pacific. I love my blue pee.
I love blue pee, man. It's so funny. Yeah,
so this guy.
Yeah, you do use it all up, but if you do pee directly on it, guys, just so you know, because, like, I got one in my house, and we burn through that way too quick. So just don't pee directly on it. Appreciate the flush. But you don't need to pee directly on it, is what I'm saying. Oh, okay, well, that's news to me, man.
Right. I will stop doing
Didn't realize we're living in Nazi Germany.
I just like smelling the stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of that. Can you pour some more oil on him in the
meantime? Wait, what?
Yeah, so just to clarify, guys, so like, let me just get this right. So Walter White, you're in cahoots with him, is that right?
I've been just working with him on a new formula for the Blue Loo. That's all.
I do love the Blue Loo stuff.
Yeah. So I work with him.
I'm meeting him, and, like, he should be here around now, to be honest.
It's me. I am the one who knocks Walter White.
That guy's
pretty badass entrance, hey?
Very badass entrance. This is the guy that you expect to sell your Blue Loo stuff. This is a cool dude. All right, so we're going to do some deals or what? Ignore my oiled up friend over here. Okay. This is what happens when you don't do business with me appropriately.
Hi, Walter.
Don't talk to him. More oil on him, please.
No, wait, what?
You'll speak when you're spoken to. Now, Walter, I understand that you want to get into bed with us. You want to make some deals with us. You know that we've normally been in the Panasonic game, the NOS game.
What you need to know about me is I'm not in danger. I am the danger.
Interesting. You're very intense. Who's this other guy with you? Yeah, man. I'm just a man. Okay.
This is Jesse. He occasionally says, what up, bitch?
Yeah, bitch. Oh, shit. He's a tense individual. I don't want to hear any more
from him.
Don't
pay any attention to Jesse.
I don't really care about your names. I just want the deal. So, Blue Loo, what are we doing with it?
This is the best Blue Loo.
Can I have a little look in that briefcase? What do we got here? Can I have a little look in this?
What we got here is a set-up toilet.
Ooh, that is blue.
It is. Would you care to pee on it and have a go?
I would be honored.
Do you see the color?
Yeah, that is.
Have you ever seen color like this before?
I've never seen a Blue Loo like this, baby. That is blue.
It's the best.
That is so good. All right, I'm in. What are you asking for? What's the deal you want to make?
We are selling these for $3 a pop.
Three? I normally get two for $5 at Coles.
Yeah, but you don't get them like this.
That's true. All right,
I can do $3 a pop. All right. I don't really trade with cash per se.
What do you trade with? DVD players.
NOS mainly, Panasonic TVs and DVD players, CD players, Discmans. If you're interested.
Okay, so how many do you want? And I'll then name my price.
14.
14.
Yeah.
So 14. You want 14?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you 3 DVD players.
That's fair.
It's going to cost you 2 bottles of NOS.
You can take as many as you want. I don't even know what it does.
And probably some Mongolian lamb.
That'd be fantastic.
From the local Chinese restaurant.
Well, we are all Chinese. As clearly you can hear.
Great.
Perfect. Yep, that's exactly how that scene would have gone. Arnie,
and we offended nobody in that scene.
I think we were very well polite in that whole thing. She's mm-hmm. certainly more polite than they are. There is some things they do in this movie that are like very out of date.
Oh, yeah. We won't say it, but you know the scene we're referring to.
You know, there's a few of them, but yeah, there's one scene in particular. I want to go, because I mean, this whole movie's about car racing, right? But people don't want to hear us constantly street racing.
It's the difference. I'm a circuit racer, personally.
I'm a drag racer, but enough about RuPaul. I mean, we don't want to just be making car sound effects into a microphone. That's a bit weird, but I like to
but
do
I'll
the
do
bit.
It if I have to.
I'll do it if I have to. But I like the bit, and this is where it all kind of like the famousness of the whole Fast and Furious franchise with these cars all rocking up to street race, right?
It is.
So Paul Walker's in his cool green one, and then Vin Diesel rocks up.
And his red one.
And they've all got separate ones. They've all got individual kind of things. I want Arnie as an individual character rocking up to a street race.
Oh, and like showing off what he's... Because there's one dude with like video games.
There's a video game in it. Yeah. Yeah. So let's do that.
Yo, what up, dog? This is a new car. Am I being racist?
It feels a little bit.
All right. Won't be that guy. Hey, yo. That's better?
Yeah.
Hey, yo. You here to show off your car?
Yeah. So, just pulled
up. What's your
up.
Name? Huh?
You don't need to know my name. You just need to read my number plates.
No, hold on. We do. We got an entrance form. Everyone's got their name on it.
Oh, I didn't see the entrance form. I'm so
sorry.
Yeah,
we need your name.
Okay. No, my name's Arnie. Yeah, cool. Just writing that down. Arnie.
We're going to need a surname. That's how we run. Look at the form again. Everyone else has got their... Look, we got name, first name.
Yeah.
Surname. Date of birth.
I thought this was like an illegal operation, so I thought we'd use like our code names and stuff.
No. Yeah, we're illegal, but we still have to keep paperwork.
Yeah, okay. This is some structure. Okay, well, let's just call me Schwartzy. Arnie Schwartzy, okay?
Okay.
All right, so anyway, with street race, what is it? What are we doing? What are we driving for, boys?
We're driving for cash.
Yeah, here we are. Do you have your money conveniently, the amount that we're going to just come up with on the spot, wrapped up in it with a blackie band?
No.
Oh, because I do. How much is it to race?
Well, it's actually a direct deposit. It says it on the form.
Oh, man. I got to read the form. I'm so sorry. Let me look at this form. Okay. First name. Yep. Last name. Yep. License and registration?
We need it.
Why do you need it?
Like I said, it's all about admin.
Okay.
This does not go ahead without admin.
It just feels a bit like, you know, this is illegal racing, right?
Yeah, it's illegal.
Like, this is straight racing.
Yeah, but we run our...
I didn't get into this business to read and write. I mean, to race.
Okay.
All
buddy,
right.
All right. Do you want to talk to a manager? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just
no,
saying.
No. I'll get
by the
my
time
boss.
We do all this, I'm going to miss the race.
Dom. We got a guy over here who wants
to
speak to you.
I don't want to talk to Tom. Oh, no.
Hey, yo.
Hey, Mr. Toretto. How are you? Thanks for letting me partake today.
Yeah, I see you're giving our boy some smack.
No, I just wanted to know why are is there so much admin?
Are you disrespecting the process?
No, I would never disrespect the process, okay?
Everyone fills in the form.
Okay, I'm filling
I fill
the
in
form.
The form.
Well, yeah, I can see your
name. Can
names
you see my name?
I see your name on the form.
We all fill in the form.
It just says here, but for next of kin, you've written family. So what's that about? Who are they going to call
everyone's
if you die?
Everyone's my family here.
Am I family?
If you sign the form, you're family.
Okay, cool. I'm just looking at this. It's asking if I have any allergies. Does that matter? Does that matter? Really?
What? You tell me this. You're driving, you're racing, you got the window down.
Yeah, and I always do.
You get stung by a bee, and you're allergic, but you didn't put it on the form.
Well, I am allergic, so I will put it down then. I'm
how
allergic
are we
going to
know
this?
If we needed to
I'm
give
also
you...
allergic to penicillin, so don't let them give me that, okay?
Okay, well, good. I'm glad you put it on the form, because okay. Now we'll make sure that we allocate you an EpiPen.
You need my emergency contact?
Who's your emergency contact?
I'll put that guy down, Paul Walker. What's his name? Do him.
His name's Brian.
Okay, Brian, you want to be my emergency contact, Brian, you handsome man?
Yeah, I'll be your contact.
Cool. Putting him down, Brian. I know him from Police Academy. Okay, anyway, so...
Yo, what?
No, nothing. All right, so I'm just filling out the rest of this form. Okay, yep, allergies, done all that.
Oh, sorry, you got to put down your occupation.
Oh, yeah, I see that. So what have you got? You just have family for occupation as well. What do I write?
Well, what do you...
Can I write streetcar driver? Is that okay?
Well, it's what do you do for work?
Well, that's how I get all my money. Oh, so you get just...
I just put down racer.
I'm going to put down race... What?
Racer.
Oh, racer. Yeah,
not
yeah, yeah,
racist.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
We,
yeah, yeah.
We Paul, come from Paul, all what? Races and all creeds here.
Yeah, yeah. Brian O'Connor has written cop.
Yo, what?
That's kind of suspicious, right?
What does it mean by cop?
I don't know. But anyway, let's just keep moving forward around the phone. All right, well, that's that. Cool, yes. Oh, what about this box here? It says, do you agree not to use NOS?
Well, see, yo, it's...
You haven't ticked it.
Yeah, none of us do.
None of you ticked it. Why is it on the form?
Because we all use NOS. We got a NOS
but
in our car.
But why is it on the form if you're all going to use NOS?
Admin.
What do you mean, admin?
It's just all admin, bro.
But this shouldn't... Just don't have it on the form. Because I already ticked it.
I don't see what the problem is.
Well, no, now I can't use NOS. But I already ticked it. I didn't
well,
realize.
Why did you tick it? No one else
well,
ticked
it. Well, I was just looking after
and
that's I realized.
All right. Whoa. Just rip that one up and start again.
Oh, but it's such a long form.
We'll just get you another form.
It's such a long form.
Okay, scribble it out then. Just scribble it out.
Do you want me to initial next to it as
and
well?
And just put my initial as is. Dom approves.
Okay, Dom
that you
approves.
Can use
okay.
NOS.
All right, Dom approves. I can use NOS. Okay, when does the race start? Like
oh,
5 minutes
ago? Oh, we
got
like another about 30 minutes.
30 minutes? Okay, cool.
Well, that's all right, because we got a couple more forms.
Yeah, I can see. There's another page here. It says, where are my problems areas? And it's like got a picture of a human body, and I got like, is this for a massage later? What is this about?
So, yo, what that means is that if you have an accident, we just need to know what is the most likely place that you've got an injury.
Okay.
If you have anything pre-existing
so
as well.
So if I go into the race with an injury, I could get... Is this for health insurance?
Yeah, we all have
health
insurance.
Health insurance covers this in
yeah,
America?
Yeah, it does. It does. We
Wild.
Got a really good provider, yo.
Okay, cool. All right, well, I think that's about as much form as I can be bothered filling out. Do you want to check out my cool car?
I'd love to check out your car, yo. Let's go have a look.
So I
know- Oh, so you're driving a Hummer.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right? Yeah. And yes, there is some NOS. I have 14 bottles.
Yo, that thing's going to explode.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. I'm nervous every time I drive it. I get a back sweat.
Yeah, I can see that. Your front seat is saturated.
It is saturated, yeah. I'm literally driving a bomb. It's kind of scary.
Okay, well, show me some of the features of your car, yo.
Oh, yeah, so this is the NOS.
What's with the toilet?
Oh, yeah, you need a toilet to drive.
Oh, I see you got one of them Blue Lou things.
Yeah, yeah, man, so good to pee on. They're so fun.
Where'd you get that from?
I got it from Walter White. It's so cool. He's my dealer.
Yo, you going to put us in touch with him?
Yeah,
we'll
maybe
give you a
later.
DVD player for it.
Oh, sick, man. NOS DVDs. This movie's got everything.
Is this a gym?
Yeah, of course it is. And there's my shake weight. I shake it and it makes my arm so strong. Look at this. I shake and shake and shake and
Yo,
shake and
you
shake.
You got strong arms.
Yeah, I do, man.
So wait, your car's got a toilet.
Yep.
14 bottles of NOS.
Yep.
A gym.
Yep.
And what about
well,
this?
Well, you got a door, you got a gym. Everyone knows that. It's old school, but everyone gets it. Yeah, go on else. What do you
do? What's this?
What's this? Well, yeah. This is my friend.
I'm Walter White.
Yo, are you the guy who gave him the Blue Lou?
Absolutely.
Yo, we want to talk. How do we get some?
Let's do it in the sequel.
Oh, this movie's not going to get a sequel. No way. It's so shit.
That's where you're wrong.
We're going to make 10 of these fucking
And that is The Fast and the Furious.
I think we've nailed it. I think we've done...
He would be perfect for it. They've had every other bodybuilder
yep.
and big strong man in Hollywood in a Fast and Furious except Arnie.
It's kind of weird he hasn't even done a cameo yet.
Yeah.
But they are still making another 1,000 of them, so...
Plenty of time.
He'll pop in at some point, and probably in a Hummer.
He probably would. He'd be the ultimate villain for it. They had Kurt Russell in it. They had Kurt Russell in it, for goodness sake. Yeah, he
I
was
know
in some
Jason of them. Momoa in the latest one.
Yeah, they had everyone. They had John Cena.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was in it.
Wow. Yeah. Well, hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, tell your friends and get involved in the Arnieverse Facebook group. We'll take your suggestions of characters you'd like to see in this and maybe even movies that you would like us to add Arnie to.
Yeah. And make sure you punch that subscribe button and drop an elbow on those 5 stars Ooh. Because that helps us so much getting the word out that this podcast is good.
Absolutely. And if you don't like it, well, just lie.